In the late 1800s, America's greatest inventor, Thomas Edison, was toying with the idea of a power carriage, but he just couldn't get all the ideas to come together. Then one day he was talking with a young man who worked in one of Edison's factories. The young man wanted Edison's opinion on an idea he was working on. He called it the quadricycle. It was to be a self-contained powered carriage. The quadricycle would use a gasoline engine and carry the fuel on board. Edison listened intently when he banged his fist repeatedly on the table and said, "Young man, I think you've got it. Go develop this idea." With that encouragement, the young man quit working for Edison and went out on his own to develop his idea. His name was Henry Ford. Though he no longer worked for Edison, he idealized the old man, and they became the best of friends. Ford was so grateful to Edison that he offered him a new car every year for the rest of his life. Ford knew sometimes encouragement is just as important as a brilliant new idea. That's something to think about. I'm Bob Long with St. Luke's Methodist Church.